Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I'm Liam Makelam, KCBS Foodie Champ. We are talking coffee at F. Cavigna and Sons. We are in Southern California, a hop, skip, and a jump from downtown L.A. I'm thrilled to have a fourth-generation coffee roaster, Lisette Gavinia. Good to see you, love. How are you?
Good. How are you, Leo?
Well, I'm great, but first question I have to ask you, what are we drinking?
All right. Well, what you have there is our Don Francisco's Old Havana Espresso, and it's actually made using our new espresso capsules. It's our espresso-compatible capsule. It's a brand-new innovation we just launched into the market. What do you think?
I'm loving it. Yeah. Now I'm buzzed. Let's talk about your family's journey. More than 150 years of coffee making, more than 50 years here in California. Set the scene for us. Where are we exactly?
Well, we're here at my family's company. It's called F. Cavigna & Sons, and this is our plant. We basically do all of our roasting and packing right here in Los Angeles, and we've taken a tour of the place, and basically all of the magic happens here.
Sure. And your family's story goes back beyond America, goes back to Cuba. So let's begin there. How did coffee become a part of your family story?
Well, coffee has been a part of my family's story, the Gavinia family story, for almost 150 years. It actually started with my great-grandfather and his brother, who left the northern part of Spain as adventurers and went to Cuba. And they first actually became tobacco farmers, but a hurricane wiped out their tobacco plantings.
So your life could have been very different.
Yes. Yeah, definitely. And so they moved into the interior part of the country after the hurricane, yeah. Which was basically prime, land for cultivating coffee. Yeah. And that's where and how they became coffee farmers. That was in the late 1800s.
Sure. So the story here in America, it was 1967, just down the road from here. Here we are, Southern California, and this little town is a little town.
Yes, Vernon is an industrial area, just yeah. Right here in, just south of downtown Los Angeles, and it's all manufacturing.
So why here? Why this spot? And what was it? It was your grandfather?
Yep. So basically, my family came to Los Angeles actually in the early 60s, yeah. 1963, because after being in business in Cuba almost 100 years, after the revolution, my family fled, and sure. They came to L.A., unlike Miami, like most Cubans, because they were actually able to find work in Los Angeles. But my grandfather, having grown up on a coffee plantation, he was the first one to start roasting coffee. Coffee was his life, and he had to figure out a way back into the coffee business.
He came here with not very much in his pocket.
That's right. That's right. He came here with very, very little, but basically having lost the life that he had in Cuba, he just had to figure out a way back into coffee and a way to rebuild the life for the family. And so my grandparents banded together. They started this business. And, for the first 5 years, it was more like a hobby than anything else. Sure. My dad worked in a restaurant at night, and he sold and delivered coffee during the day. My uncle worked as a mechanic. Same thing. During the day, and he would roast and pack coffee at night. And that was just the way what they had to do to get things started.
So from a family of a few, 1967, here we are, 2019, 52 years later. How many employees here now?
We have just over 280 employees.
Wow.
Yeah, it's impressive.
Your family's come a long way.
Yes, definitely. And we're a multi-generational family business, as you know, and we actually have multi-generational employees as well.
I just met Cousin Frank.
Yes, my Cousin Frank.
I met your papa.
Yes.
Met your uncle.
Yes.
It really is a family affair.
Yeah, there are 14 Gavinias in the business, and we all work in different disciplines. I work in marketing. My Cousin Frank is in green coffee buying. My uncle, runs operations. So we all have our own area of expertise.
And your coffee is everywhere, and it goes beyond the Gavinia family name on some of the packaging. Don Francisco. You want to say San Francisco, but Don Francisco. McDonald's, Costco. I mean, your coffee is all over the place. As a marketing person, as a member of the family, to see your family name all over the place and being enjoyed through coffee all over the place, it's got to feel pretty good, a sense of pride, right?
Definitely. I'm so proud. I mean, it's really what my family has, you know, coffee literally runs through our veins. And our hope and our vision is that we can bring a great cup of coffee to everyone, because everybody deserves a great cup of coffee.
Listen, how my day begins, only with your coffee. What makes a great cup of coffee to you? What makes a cup of coffee great?
Well, what makes a great cup of coffee is you have to start with a great coffee. You know, it has to be a high quality, 100% Arabica coffee.
Yeah.
And that coffee has to be fresh. You have to use really high quality water as well. Water, coffee is 98% water.
Yeah.
So you have to make sure you start with great water. But I like a nice, strong cup of coffee. That's my favorite thing. I'm an espresso drinker. So,
Well, and we're going to get to this, the espresso market, which is a big thing now. We did take a tour through the coffee plant, through the factory. Talk about wow moment after wow moment. It was really like a peek inside Willy Wonka's coffee factory. Pretty impressive. How big is the footprint here? And set the scene for us, where you make the coffee in terms of how big it is and what it takes, you know, to get that coffee from the moment it comes in to the moment it's ready to go out in bags and to stores and people's homes.
Okay. So, yeah, so our factory here at Gavinia is 240,000 square feet, and that's basically our manufacturing and warehousing, you know, finished product and raw material as well. And coffee takes a very long journey before it even gets here to Gavinia. So it's an agricultural product that begins as the seed of a cherry that grows on a tree in the tropics. So, you know, the United States doesn't produce coffee, except for, with the exception of Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
So most of the coffee that's brought to the U.S. is imported.
Yeah.
So that coffee, once it reaches here, it goes through a cleaning process. So we clean the coffee just to make sure there's no non-coffee materials there. And then it goes through a blending process, unless it's a single origin coffee. Then we roast it, we pack it, if it's whole bean right away, or, you know, grind it and then pack it, depending. And then it's all palletized and put into, you know.
Well, watching the whole process, going through the factory, seeing the different stages, and also the quality control, that's a big part of it.
Yes.
Making sure that the beans are perfect.
Yeah, exactly. We're obsessed with the quality of our coffee, starting with the qualities that we source, but also through the manufacturing process, we're checking, we're inspecting every batch. You know, every batch that's roasted is inspected. As the coffee's being packed on the line, we're pulling samples, you know, continuously just to make sure that coffee is just right. We don't want to disappoint anybody when they open the bag.
Consistency is key, right?
That's right. Consistency. Everybody wants, you know, once you find a coffee you love, you just want to have it over and over and over again.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, listen, you guys have been doing it for more than 50 years here. I think you've got it down, right?
Well, you know, you're always earning your keep, you know, and there's always so much more that you can learn. And coffee is an exciting, you know, segment. You know, there's always something fun going on, you know.
In the room next to us, something fun is going on. Should we walk in there? Come on, love. Folks, this is called the
Cupping room.
Cupping room, that's right. A lot of sniffing, a lot of slurping. Let's go and say hi to some members, one member of your family.
Yes.
This is Cousin Frank. How are you, Cousin Frank? How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good.
And right here we have?
Adrian.
Are you part of the family?
No.
They haven't adopted you yet?
Not yet. We're in the process.
the day is young. So, Cousin Frank, the art of cupping. Did you know that you had a nose for this when you first got this gig?
You know, truthfully, I did not, but you develop it over time. Like most things, riding a bike or I'm sure being a chef, you just practice and you get better at it.
So walk me through the art of cupping. What are you looking for? And just to set the scene here, folks, before us we have a Lazy Susan with different beans, and then we have all these cups of coffee. And you're going to do what exactly, Frank?
Well, so first we smell it, then we slurp it, to put it simply. We're going to want to smell the coffee, make sure that it has the correct aromas to give us what we're looking for when we drink that cup. And then we taste it just to make sure that it is the appropriate flavor profile and meeting our quality specs.
Yeah. Okay, so have a little sniff there. I'll follow you and see what you're sniffing.
That smells fantastic. Really good. Really good.
And then?
And then...
My word, you've done this before, haven't you?
You know, they've always told me I had a face for radio, so...
Oh, Cousin Frank, not at all. If only people could see some pictures of you. Handsome devil. So, how many cups of coffee do you taste a day?
Well, probably 40 or 50 on an average day.
And when you get home, do you put the kettle on and have a cup of tea?
Only if it's been a really rough day.
Talk about the beans before us. Where's the coffee from that we have right here?
So we're sourcing coffee from all over the world. Basically, if the country produces it, we have some of it in one of our blends. So we've got Brazil, we have Honduras, Colombia, Costa Rica, Guatemala, Indonesia, Ethiopia, all over the place. Yeah.
You know, it would be naughty for me to be here and not do a little sniff and slurp myself. So can I grab a little spoon here? Here we go. A little sniff first. Oh, yeah. That's Don Francisco right there. And a little... I think I got a big mouthful of beans right there. Did that wrong, didn't I?
Yeah, you're going to want to really slurp off of the top because it's got all those grounds down at the bottom. But, hey, learn by experience, right?
It's my first day in the job.
And you're doing a hell of a job.
Thank you, Cousin Frank. Thank you so much. Thank you, my friend. So back to Lisette. As we wrap up here, Lisette, working with the family, Cousin Frank. We met your papa in the hallways today and your uncle. I mean, as we've talked about, this is a family affair. So how is it being part of a family business?
It's really something very special. You know, my grandparents, my parents, you know, aunts and uncles and my cousins, we really work together and try to make the best business we can,
sure.
You know. I mean, coffee literally runs through our veins and we're so proud and so passionate about the product that it's just fun being able to see each other every day and make a great product together.
And make your ancestors proud.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, our grandfather's name is on our coffee, Don Francisco's coffee. So
you know,
it's got to be good.
Every time you see one of those trucks go by or you're at a McDonald's and you see someone drinking the coffee with a smile on the face, a sense of pride, right?
Absolutely. I mean, if you can make somebody a really great cup of coffee, I think you can really make their day.
Well, listen, cheers to you guys. Great cup of coffee. I know what my favorite coffee is now. Where is my coffee? There it is. A little bit left. Before I leave, one last... Don Francisco, a good cup of coffee. Thanks a lot, Lisette. Cheers.
Thank you, Liam. Thank you so much. Come back anytime.
Really?
Yes. Tomorrow.
Cousin Frank, did you hear that? Anytime.
We'll get a employee badge made for you this afternoon.
Thank you, Sam. More in the Gavinia family story, the F. Gavinia and Sons family story, their coffee story at kcbsradio.com and click on Foodie Chat.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.